Radio 95.1, Brother Wee's morning radio program, up on top of the five-star National Bank building downtown. A regular contingent of DeTullio, King, Cirque, Pauly G, and Billy, joined by plastic surgeon, is that right? Yep. Mr. Koenig, Dr. Koenig, is in the house from the Quitella Center. Is it Quitella Center for Plastic Surgery?
That's the name, yes.
No funny, cutesy.
No, that's
just that.
Yeah, just that.
One guy I was talking about it off air to somebody, and they go, "Oh, you mean the Lindsay House?" But that's just the building, not the name of the joint.
That's correct. Yeah, the Lindsay House is the building, and then the name of the practice is the Quitella Center.
Yeah. Dr. Koenig co-authored something. Wait a minute, you invented this thing?
No. It was just I just had a paper accepted at one of the big meetings. About using the Keller funnel, which is just a safety kind of precaution when you're doing breast surgery.
He's got some really impressive statistics about how safe the surgeries that he does are compared to elsewhere in the country or outside of the country, I guess I should say.
Basically, do you mean the stats with the Keller funnel as opposed to non-Keller funnel?
Well, actually, in general, just our stats in general, we have an incredibly low complication rate with, anything that we do, in our operating room. We have a really, it's dedicated to just doing just plastic surgery. We don't have a lot of, people with infections and things like that don't come through our building. It's basically a very clean place to do surgery. And our infection rate, is very, very close to zero, which is very, very impressive compared to the national rate, which is always, 1 or 2%.
Now, most of Dr. Koenig, specializes in the breast augmentation. It says some other things, but do you do 90% augmentation?
No, I'd say about half my practice is breast surgery. Then the other half is body contouring, tummy tucks, a lot of liposuction, things like that. Yeah,
so all beautifying.
Beautifying, yeah. All cosmetic, yes.
A little beautifying action.
They called mommy makeovers. Do they have those, you have a baby?
Well, not right after you have a baby. Usually when you're done having kids, mm-hmm. Basically that implies you're doing something to the belly, usually a tummy tuck, and then something to the breasts because the breasts usually need some more.
Can I get your card?
Sure.
Anyways, Dr. Koenig has been noticing, he's been fixing. Now, guys, this is going to sound weird, but Joe T. and I used to have physical graffiti tattoo studio, and people would come often, not that often, and want us to fix one that got screwed up in another tattoo joint. And the fellas there felt semi-insulted. They would do the gig, but why didn't you come here in the first place? You're talking about people going on trips to get breast augmentation out of country. And it kills me because I want to compare this, which is silly, but what it is what you do for beauty. And no one's dying. So when people came for the tattoos, we were insulted. You have met people are going out of the country for breast augmentation for one thing, price.
Right.
And I used to tell people that used to go shopping for ink, people that would shop for tattoos and go by price. I go, what is wrong with you? Why would you go shopping for price when you're putting something on your body forever? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
yet people are leaving the country for augmentation. What are you seeing?
Well, it's interesting. Actually, it's not as much augmentation because augmentation is relatively, that's a price point that most people can afford. It's the women who go for a mommy makeover. So basically, they're going to the Dominican. They get there and they stay. They'd like to have them stay for at least a week afterwards. But these are big surgeries. And when I do these here, I see these patients all the time. I see them, at the first day. I see them 2 days later. I see them after a week. I see them after 2 weeks. I see them after 3 weeks. I'm really keeping a very close eye on them because complications with these big body contouring things are significant. They're unusual to get a complication, but if you do get one, it can actually be life-threatening kind of complications. So, safety is my absolute number one priority. No one wants to have cosmetic surgery and end up in the hospital for it. Unfortunately, when you travel to these places, you're basically, giving it up to these guys you don't know. There's no reputation. There's no safety standards in the hospitals. The American Society of Plastic Surgery has put a warning on these things. There have been, 14 deaths now that...
For real?
Yeah. Deaths. So these people go over there to have surgery. They come back and they die. It's crazy. But anyhow, in the Rochester area, we've seen a whole handful of these now. Every surgeon in town has seen you know, one or two of these.
You mean come back
from the Dominican with a problem.
Need help.
Yeah, with needing help. Yeah, and some of them have resulted in, you know, ICU stays. You know, I just saw someone recently who needed some blood transfusions, and I've done this stuff for, you know, 25 years. I've never, you know, knock on wood, I've never given anyone a blood transfusion after any of this stuff. But so it could happen. But, you know, I think that probably 80% of the time you're going to go over there and do okay. But I don't know if you want to take that, you know, 20% chance that you may have a, you know, bad, bad problem.
Well, I know it scared the crap out of me. I don't know about you, Johnny.
Automatically. Me?
Yeah.
Soft.
Yeah, I mean, I feel privileged enough to live here in Rochester, where I think we have some of the best medical delivery anywhere. We have major guys in all areas, and I don't know why. I feel bad for people that go here to the wrong place.
Yeah, now,
no less Santo Domingo.
Exactly. Now we see people from, you know, other areas that, you know, don't get the care they get in Rochester. Rochester is incredible. We have a great medical community, and the plastic surgeons in Rochester are great. You know, as a group.
Bunch of them.
Yeah, and there's really, you know, a lot of communities have these guys who are just trying to get into plastic surgery. They're not really, they haven't been trained. But here in Rochester, you know, every guy I would vouch for myself, they all do good work. And, you know, some people specialize in different things. And obviously, you can have good and bad results. But, you know, as far as being safe, I think you'll be safe no matter where you go in Rochester.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that because my wife might be listening. And she has reconstruction in August. I think it's August, in late August. You know, she had a double mastectomy. She has the expanders in now. Now she, after chemo and everything else, she has to go back for the next operation. And hearing you probably scared the crap out of her earlier,
right,
talking about infections and stuff.
Yeah, but that's all very, very rare. And, you know,
in Rochester.
In Rochester, yeah. It's extremely rare. So
what do you think when you look at Hollywood stars like Joan Rivers before she passed, or for example like Meg Ryan, where you just see surgeries? I don't know if they're doing too much or if it's botched surgery. Obviously, money's not an issue for them. What's happening there that they're getting
great
odd looking?
Kanye's mom, right?
Kanye's mom died, I believe, during it. Yeah,
she did. Yeah. You know, it's a fine line, I think, between trying to make yourself look better, and then if you cross that line, then you get to the point where you actually look kind of unusual.
Yeah.
And but a lot of this is really patient driven. I mean, sometimes we'll see people, well, I want this, I want this, I want this, and you know, you say, you know, I really don't think this is in your best interest. You know, rethink this. And then almost always they'll just go to someone else's office and get the same thing done.
Wow.
because they all will shop. If people want something, they're going to get it. So I'm sure these stars are basically, you know, go to a good guy in the beginning, they get some good work done, and then they say, well, I want this more tight, I want this more here, more there, and then suddenly he says, no, this is good, I'm not going to do anymore, and they go to see someone else, and they just, okay, I'll do it.
A lesser doctor.
So have you had to cut people off? Like, say, that's
all
it,
the time.
I'm not doing it.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, yeah, we cut people off all the time, because you kind of get to a point where, you know, you're not going to look any better. You'll look different, and you run the risk of looking kind of funny and weird, and that's
Meg
what
these, Ryan,
yeah,
there's
Meg
a
Ryan,
list.
Yeah, there's a whole list. There's a whole list of people who just look weird, yeah. And it's never after the first surgery, I would say. It's usually after multiple things. They just keep going and going.
Renee Zellweger got a whole different face. Didn't she get a whole different look? Yeah.
It seems like a lot of them have fillers. That's like too much fillers in the wrong place or too many.
Oh, and I think fillers are a big problem unless you go to someone who really knows what they're doing with that.
They can be great.
Yeah, and most of the time, I mean, the ones you don't know about look great.
Absolutely.
The ones that you know are overfilled or overdone, and it's like, oh,
they look like a lion face.
Yeah, sometimes you drink from the fountain of youth a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. And,
so at the Lindsay House, that's an insert, you do surgery there?
Yeah, there's a
right at the Lindsay House.
Yeah, there's actually a certified AAAHC, which is one of the big certifying groups of surgery centers in the country, and they come by every couple of years and they go through everything, you know, with a fine tooth comb and make sure we have all the safety things, make sure everything, you know, is proper, all the emergency.
So you have like
things.
One operating room?
We have two operating rooms,
right there.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, this is like a mansion.
It's beautiful.
On East Avenue. I grew up behind there.
Okay.
So if you drive up East Avenue going towards downtown from Wegmans, I can use now, it's, you know, maybe 500 yards towards downtown on your left.
Yeah.
Just another big mansion in a row of mansions, which I would think if you were showing up, that it would make you feel a lot less uptight than going to the hospital.
I agree. I've
been in that building, actually. I had my boobs done a little while ago. But I've been in that building, and it's beautiful. obviously from the outside, but on the inside too. It's great.
Someone wants to know what he can do for stretch marks. That's not me. That's someone.
Stretch marks.
So stretch marks. You know, there's some good technology on the horizon, but it's not quite out yet. Possibly to make them look a little bit better. The bottom line is the best thing to do for stretch mark is probably a tummy tuck, because that gets most people have their stretch marks below their belly button, and a tummy tuck is going to get rid of that whole area.
I would like to say that I know a woman who he did that had the tuck, that had the marks, Gonski.
Wow.
Completely really? Gone. She looks like she's 18 after two kids. Swear.
I like
you
it.
You all know her too, but off air.
Great.
So that's... But what about that leg stuff? Cottage cheese.
Yes. Cellulite.
Cottage cheese on the tushy and legs.
Yeah, so
can
we
that
have,
be fixed?
I have a good treatment for cellulite, actually. It's called Cellulase. And it doesn't erase it 100%. It's about a 60% improvement. And so it really helps. People who have worse cellulite actually do a lot better. The worse it is, the more improvement you'll see. If people who come with just subtle cellulite, it's not a huge improvement. But people who have pretty bad cellulite, it makes it a really great
And
difference.
What's the treatment?
Called Cellulase. It's a laser treatment.
Yeah,
it's a laser treatment. Wow. Yeah, it takes a couple hours to do, so it's a pretty time-intensive kind of a treatment, but it does give some good improvement, so we've been happy with that.
Thin people have cellulite, which
they
is
do?
So, yeah. So sad. Yeah. I know this real skinny girl, and she's got cellulite in her legs.
So yep. Sad.
It
so
is sad. Like, there's nothing you could do.
Oh, that poor girl.
So sad. Life is hard.
Yes.
That poor girl. Cellulates the cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Well, supposedly only women get it. Men don't get it.
Oh. What is that?
That is even more sad.
No one's looking at men's legs anyhow, so it's not right. That big of a deal. But so it is only women, and it doesn't really have anything to do with weight, because you could certainly get it even in a slim person.
So it's like genetics. So
it's genetics and hormones and like a whole bunch of factors. Yeah.
What about varicose veins? Can those disappear?
That's a whole nother dude, because I know who that is. But go ahead.
It's a whole nother dude, but they almost never disappear because they're usually, it's a structural problem with the veins. So instead of, because usually the superficial veins are supposed to just send blood to the heart, whereas it backs up in that system, so they get thick. So there's some good people in town who take care of that.
Vascular surgeons, bro, which is a you know, what are there, 2-3 in town?
Yeah, there's a couple that are really good at it, yeah.
Vascular surgeons. Taureen had very close veins they took out.
Very close.
They take them out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of times they laser them. Sometimes they actually take them out. The old way, they took them out.
She
now they
did
just,
it
they
the
laser
old.
Them, did they? Yeah. Yeah, and it works.
Because this girl I used to, Cindy Shortell, did you ever know her?
I've heard of her, yes.
Yeah, she was a vascular surgeon, which was a big deal. She wanted to be a heart surgeon, and they wouldn't let her in. She felt actually like she got sexed-ismed out of it. Huh. And she was vascular surgeon, which is a big deal, right?
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Dr. Koenig has performed over 1,600. 1,000, that's 3,200 boobs. 3,200 boobs this guy made new.
That's a good way to put it.
3,200 boobs. He's using the Keller funnel, which is, what do you think, out of all the boob operations, how many do you think are using Keller?
Right now, I use it on pretty much all the augmentations, so, you know.
Well, that's you.
Yeah.
I'm saying how many docs around the country, what percentage?
Oh, yeah, very few. Actually, you know, I was the first guy in Rochester to do it, and I've been doing it for about 5 years. And then I think probably 20% in the country are using it.
And that cuts down on infection?
Cuts down on implants getting hard, called capsular contracture, because that's probably due to not necessarily infection, but just kind of microcontamination with bacteria. So by using that, I have almost a zero capsular contracture rate, which usually most people are getting 10 or 15%.
Brother's got a zero. Dr. Koenig, if you want an appointment, ladies or dudes, how many dudes do you do?
About 10%.
10%.
Yeah, mainly lipo.
Lipo.
Yeah.
Friggin'.
Right? What do you think, Wheezy?
I ain't please. I got to do like Polly. Go and call Ashley Leathersitch. I'm only doing this because I like her name. Ashley Leathersitch.
Leathersitch.
Is that right?
That's great. That's,
yes.
Sister Ashley at 244-1000. And you go see the Lindsay House. 244-1000. Doc? Thanks for coming in.
Great. Thank you, Weez.
I often thought I needed breast cutoff surgery.
Like man boob removal, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever do it?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Come on.
Wow.
Hear that, John?
Quite a few. You said 10%. How much is that?
No, 10%.
Well, 10% men. Yeah. So yeah, of the lipo, I'd probably say a third of them are man boobs.
Wow. Okay. It's a big number.
Oh, you can lipo man boobs?
Oh, they just lipo them, yeah. Yeah. Oh. So there's no scars.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, but yours went away, Weez. Where did they?
No, they didn't. Yeah,
but they used to be.
He's wearing better bras now.
You were like a bee, I think, at one time. Were you not? I think you were a
now
bee.
He's a handful.
All right.